So again, another case where someone is makdish all of his possessions. And amongst them were items ruyin al gabe mizbeach that are ra'i to be brought on top of the mizbeach, such as yenois, wine, shmanim, oil, v'oifos, and birds. So you have items that are ra'i to be brought on the mizbeach. And the Gemara, as well as the Perish of the Rav, add that the Mishnah is talking about soilless flour as well. So you have these items that are ra'i to be brought on the mizbeach amongst his possessions. So what do you do with them? Rebbe Lazar Oymer. So now we're introduced to another shita, the shita of Rebbe Lazar. He says, Yimachru litzarchei oisei hamin. You sell them to somebody who needs them for his karbonos. So either he needs birds to be brought as shnei tayrim, or he needs the wine, the oil, the flour, basically someone else who's going to use them with his karbonos. And what do you do with the money? V'yavi b'dmehen oilos. And you use the money to buy oilos, to buy a sheep or a bakar, something that can be brought as a karbon oile. And the reason for Rebbe Lazar's sheet is that he learns out the pasuk in Vayikra says, l'chol nidrehem, ulechol nidvoisam, for all their karbonos neder, their karbonos nedava, ashra yakrivu la'ashem li oila. And the pasuk uses the word la'ila. So he learns out of that, that anything that a person is magdish stam, it should be sold and be used to purchase a carbon oila. So something even like wine, which can't be brought as a carbon, should be used, should be sold, and the proceeds go towards a carbon oila. Now what about the birds? So the following pasuk after the one I just mentioned says, babakar baksavim uvo'izim. And it only mentions cattle, sheep, and goats. It does not mention birds. So therefore, Rebbe Lazar says, even though the birds could be technically brought as a karbon oile, but from the psukim he learns out that even the birds are sold, and the proceeds are used to buy, as I mentioned, the karbon oile, either from bakar, baksav, mubo, izim, but not the birds themselves offered as a karbon oile. And he ends off, ushar nechasim yipu lebedek habayis. However, everything else that's not roi to be brought on the mizbeach, that should go towards bedek habayis. So it comes out that this sheet of Rebbe Lazar argues with Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer would say in this case that everything should be sold and be brought for bedek habayis. And he also argues with Rebbe Yoshua, because Rebbe Yoshua would say, bring the birds as oilos themselves. So therefore, Rebbe Lazar comes there, Rebbe Lazar argues on all of them, and he holds that as much as possible should be brought as carbon oilas from animals, and everything else can go to the Bedek Habayis. Sech Tishkol and Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah digresses from the previous a few Mishnayis which discussed being Makdish Yonachasim, and it talks about the relationship between the Beis HaMikdash and the vendors from whom they would purchase items. The Beis HaMikdash, besides purchasing for its own needs, for the Karbonos Tzibur, things like wine and soiles, but they also purchased these items to be available for people because they had to be brought with very strict rules of taris, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash would buy them as a public service and have them available for people who needed them. So the Mishnah says, Achas l'shloshim yoy misharin es ha-lishka. Once every 30 days, they would set the price that the lishka, meaning the chamber that purchased these items, the gizbar who would purchase them from vendors, the price that was paid for items would be set once every 30 days. Kol ha-mekabel alav l'sapek shlosos. Anyone who undertook to provide the soilus, the flour at Me'arba, at 4 saw, and I'm just going to, when I explain the Mishnah, I'm just going to use pounds and dollars. It'll just be easier for us to understand it. The Mishnah is actually talking about saw and sela. It will be easier for us to discuss it in our terms. So let's say that the vendor and the gizbar agree that they're going to provide 1 pound of flour, four pounds of flour for $1. So now, amdu mishalish. So what happens if the price goes up to 3? Meaning that flour was cheap, and $1 would buy you 4 pounds of flour. And then, in a few days after they set the price goes up. So that now $1 only buys you 3 pounds of flour. So the Mishnah says, Yisapik Me'arba, since they contracted, the vendor agreed to pay the base, to give the Beis HaMikdash $1 for 4 pounds, so he has to continue to give them 4 pounds. Even though, on the market, it's selling at a higher rate. It's selling at 3 pounds for $1. He still has to provide it at the lower rate. What happens if the opposite? Mishaloish, if they agree to sell it at 3 pounds for $1, v'amdu me'arba, and then the price goes down. So now you can only buy, now I should say, it's available to buy, $1 gets you 4 pounds. So now, meaning the price of flour went from 33 cents a pound down to 25 cents a pound, but the Beis HaMikdash already agreed with the vendor to buy it at 33 cents a pound. So the Mishnah says, nevertheless, Yusapik Me'arba, the vendor has to drop the price and sell it to the Beis HaMikdash at 25 cents a pound, which means that the Beis HaMikdash will pay for every dollar we'll get 4 pounds. And the Mishnah says the reason for this. So a seeming unfairness in the relationship. It's because the Mishnah says, Sheyad Hegdash Ala El Yoina, that the Beis HaMikdash always gets the upper hand. Whenever the Beis HaMikdash does business with a vendor, the vendor has to go in there knowing that any change, any fluctuation in the price is always going to be to the benefit of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's just the way that the relationship was set up. And therefore the vendor knew always that any price fluctuations, he was going to be on the short end of the stick. Now the Mishnah continues, Im Hislia Soiles, if the Beis HaMikdash purchases flour and the flour becomes wormy, so Hislia Lo, that loss, that wormy flour is attributed to the vendor. Vim Hechmitz Yayin, or what happens if the wine spoils, turns to vinegar? Hechmitz Loy, again, the loss of wine is attributed to the vendor. So that the Mishnah is telling us that when the Beis HaMikdash purchases something, it's almost like it's on consignment, which means that until the Beis HaMikdash uses it, even when the Beis HaMikdash has already purchased it and stored it in its storehouse, it is not considered the property of the Beis HaMikdash until it's actually used. So that any inventory of soiles or wine that the Beis HaMikdash purchases, if it spoils before it's used, that loss goes back to the vendor and the vendor has to replace the item. And the Mishnah ends off with this rule, V'eina mekabel es ma'isav, the vendor does not earn his money ad sheyehei ha'mizbeach meratzeh, until the Mizbeach atones, which means that until the items are brought on the Mizbeach, even when the Beis HaMikdash has already purchased them and holds them in storage, they're not the property of the Beis HaMikdash, and the vendor did not earn his money until they're used. So again, any loss, any spoilage that happens during that time is attributed to the vendor, and he suffers the loss of the wormy or the spoiled wine, and he has to replace it.